Art, what is this event and why is it here?
Well, it's basically a mini camp for the U.S. women's national team prior to going to London. They are the Olympic team, the 12 players on it, including Sue Bird from the Storm and her former teammate, Swin Cash, are on this team, and they're facing the Chinese national team, which will be in their group, in group play for the Olympics in London. And so this is really a fun opportunity to see a couple of premier teams. It's an exhibition, of course, but it's nevertheless going to be, I think, a lot of fun for fans of international basketball. And it's here because of the Storm. The ownership of the Storm has been a very assertive, proactive group in bringing basketball to Seattle. The first example was the Pac-12 Women's Tournament is now going to have a three-year run at Key Arena starting next year because the Storm reached out to the Pac-12 and said, hey, look, your tournament isn't working at Staples Center in Los Angeles. Bring it up here where we have a lot of fans and we have a setup to really promote and get a fan base going behind the tournament. And they said, sure, let's try it for 3 years. So it's kind of a neat deal for women's hoops in general and Seattle fans in particular to have these kinds of events because without somebody being proactive like the Storm management, they just wouldn't be showing up.
Now you're talking about, you know, of course, China and the U.S. women's team. These are the Olympic teams for both countries. And looking ahead to the Olympics, Lauren Jackson, a Storm member, is going to be playing for Australia, and she's going to be out for a lot of games for the Storm because of it.
Yeah, the Olympics are a much bigger deal in women's basketball than they are for men's basketball because the men's basketball players play for millions of dollars in professional leagues, and the women don't have that yet. So the Olympic gold is a big deal. Jackson has gotten permission from the Storm to take the first 19 games off for the season so that she can concentrate on Australia and making their run of the gold because Jackson is much more important to Australia's chances than Sue Bird would be, for example, for the American chances because there's a lot of talent in the U.S. team. They've won four consecutive gold medals at the Olympics and also were the most recent champions in the International Federation, FIBA. And so they're going to be heavily favored in the Olympics, and Sue Bird is a cog, whereas Jackson is the wheel
right.
for Australia. And if she doesn't play for Australia and concentrate on doing what she does best, they're not going to win. But Sue is an interchangeable part.
So the Storm begins its season next Friday, May 18th, in survival mode, being without Jackson for that time.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult. They added Tina Thompson, a 37-year-old original member of the WNBA, to help with bridging the gap. And their first-round draft choice, Shakina Strickland, is from the University of Tennessee, the women's basketball powerhouse. And so Coach Brian Agler is going to try to make ends meet until Jackson can return. That's how big a deal the Olympics are, is that every 4 years, the WNBA takes a hiatus in the middle of the season. And this year, it's going to start July 14th and end August 15th. And so the Storm just want to try to be respectable and competitive without Jackson. And then hopefully, when she returns in the middle of August, they're going to make another run for the title.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.